It's time for the Alex Smith Report.
Hey, from the jump, let's go. Come on, let's go. Hey, keep communicating, huh? Snap down calls.
Here we go. Z comeback, indigo, half right strong, 40.
Alex Smith.
Wide 80, wide set.
Looking for a screen to Bibbs. Finds him on the right side, breaks the tackle to the 20. Cut the 50 to the 10. Capri Bibbs, Ruskin's touchdown. From the shotgun takes, looking right, checks down, over the middle, fires. Adrian Peterson at the 5, breaks a tackle, and he is in for a Redskins touchdown. Peterson connects with Smith for the game's first score. Well, Harris goes in motion, lines up in the slot on the left side. Bibbs the running back. Alex takes a snap, looking, under heat. No place to go. Looking end zone, fires. Caught! Redskins touchdown! Touchdown, that is Josh Doctson in the back of the end zone. What a play.
I'm looking forward to hearing some touchdown calls this Sunday. It's been a little while. We're due.
It's ironic.
You're due
isn't
for
it?
Some touchdown calls.
Good to have you back, man.
Yeah, thank
hiatus,
you.
I appreciate you doing this.
And yeah, no.
We'll do this every once in a while. And how you doing?
I'm doing great. Liking the new decorations in here. It's been too long. Glad to be back talking some ball.
And I guess I should ask you, you know, there's a big game coming up Sunday. You're here every day. You're a big part of this football team. Yeah. This team ready to get a win.
Yeah, we are. I feel like, you know, it's easy to look at the win and loss column, and the win and loss column is about as black and white as it gets, right? Win or loss, and that's it. And at the end of the day, that's the reality of the game we're playing. And I think when you're in the building, though, and especially from my perspective this year, you know, being here every single day and then, you know, a different perspective watching the game, though, on game day, there is gray. And I mean that in the sense that I look at the last several weeks and we've played some tough opponents in some tough conditions. You know, I think about San Fran and a monsoon. I mean, they're the number one defense. They were the only, you know, undefeated team in football playing good. We went on the road on a short week to Minnesota at their place, who they play great at home. Top-ranked defense, they're rolling right now. Turn around, go to Buffalo. What were they, the 3-ranked defense, you know, in pretty tough conditions.
Yeah.
Or the young buck gets his first start. So I think with all that being said, and I think looking at all those games, we had a chance. I mean, we're plays away from winning every single one of those, you know, plays away. And I do think we're trending in the right direction. And I think you have to sometimes try to step back and look at that gray. Yeah, they've been losses, but they're not all the same. They've been really good opponents. I think we've hung toe-to-toe with them, and definitely a play here, a play there, and these are different ball games, and we just got to continue to learn from that and hopefully move towards making those plays and turning the tide.
You know, it's been a long year, and obviously people look back to when the team was 6-3 last year, but we're here and now, and you mentioned the young buck, and he gets a start at home. Do you suppose – he'll have more nerves. He is super cool, and, you know, gotten to know him like I've gotten to know you. And I think, you know, people will see what he's got on Sunday. But how would you characterize his mindset and how he carries himself? Not on the field, but, you know, because a lot of people question, okay, well, you know, Dwayne, hey, he's a quarterback now.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think the how you carry yourself, all this stuff, I think how you conduct yourself, it's hard as a rookie quarterback being a first-round pick and the expectations, I know it. I feel like all too well when I feel like I continue to try to had to like show everybody in every single minute of every day. Like when I walked in the building, I had to try to like be somebody
right,
like that I thought I needed to be. And it took me for a while. It took me years to figure out like I just need to be me and
right.
I need to go out there on Sundays and execute my job to give us a chance to win. I don't need to be somebody I'm not. I don't need to be somebody that coaches are trying to tell me to be, and I don't need to be more vocal. You know, I think
why do you suppose you feel like you need to be that? Because I definitely feel that's right.
Yeah.
And it's kind of I don't know. Why is it because you are the leader of the football team as a quarterback?
Yeah, you're inherently thrust into a leadership position. I think nobody affects the game more than the quarterback. I mean, you touch the ball every single play. The entire team, the entire organization is trusting you not only to make great decisions, to be accurate with the football, to be on time. And these are split-second things. When we talk about situational football, some of this stuff happens in a split second. And I think it takes time to learn all that stuff, all these little – the margin of error is so small. So these two plays that can end up affecting an entire game, it doesn't happen at the college level. I mean, you're blowing teams out. You're winning by big margins. You don't have the same ramifications. But I do think at this level, you come in as a young quarterback, there's a lot of voices. There's a lot of people telling you what you need to be, what you need to do,
right.
All these things. I think in the end, and this has always been my message to Dwayne, I think he really needs to just focus on what is really important is playing well, right? Preparing himself to go play. Don't worry about the rest of the noise. In fact, eliminate it. Try to eliminate as much of that, the outside noise as possible. Because in the end, all your teammates really care about, all we really care about is you going up and going out and executing. Right?
So. And when they talk about commanding a huddle and all this, you know, you are a veteran at that high end in terms of you've just about seen everything, Alex Smith, yeah. Right? You know, obviously you'd like to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But he's seen very little. So yeah. How hard is this for him?
Yeah, I mean, he played one season in college, one as a starter, and to come in and then to be thrust. I think the other thing, too, I will say, I mean, to have your first two real experiences, and he's had decent chunks of time coming off the bench. It is one of the hardest things to do to come off the bench in the NFL as a backup quarterback as a veteran. I mean, it's hard to do. You don't get any reps during
on
the entire
behind.
Week. This young kid gets thrust out there. And I mean, we're not talking like a series at the end of the game. And this guy, I mean, Dwayne played significant amounts of time as his first playing time. So I really thought that was a tough conditions to go out in. I was happy to see him finally get a whole week of prep to go out and play. And I think we saw the results of that. I thought he did a really nice job. That's of all the places to pick your first start, I don't think at Buffalo in kind of nasty conditions would be what you would pick.
It's pretty
but I was happy to see what he did. I was really happy, like you said. I think all the little things that go out there on game day, managing the clock, managing the huddle, getting in and out, all those little situations, I thought he did a really nice job of. I was on the headset listening the entire time. I thought he did a really, really nice job. And those are things you have to learn. I mean, you have to go through it. You have to work at it. You have to find your own way. What's the best way for you to prep? What's the best way do you get ready for game day? And then handling those. So I thought it was something for him to build off of. Excited for him. Obviously, the bye week, he's gotten a lot of reps now. I think you can just see him being more comfortable with where he's at, who he is, you know what I'm saying, being comfortable,
you know,
not trying
experience
to not,
the game,
yeah,
experience
so
situations,
which is good to see. I mean, yeah. I feel like I remember that all too well, and it's tough to work through, and hopefully his learning curve is a lot faster than mine.
I got a crazy question, and it might be stupid. Tell me you're stupid. Say I'm stupid, okay? If I ask you a stupid question, you're working so hard. I mean, we're going to talk about you a little bit here, but you're working hard. You're working your butt off.
Yeah,
you obviously you're back to your muscle mass that you were before the injury, but you say you're on the headset and you're here in this capacity right now.
Huh?
Does this, and I know you want to come back and play, but does this experience here give you any thought, say, down the road, that you ever might want to do coaching? I know that's, tell me I'm stupid, tell me I'm crazy, but I'm trying to say, and you're looking to get back on the field, but I'm saying the experience of being on the headset and kind of, you're almost, you're kind of a little, you're kind of a coach a little bit, right? I mean,
a little bit. I'm definitely on there. I feel like, you know, I have a good perspective, obviously, of the quarterback position and what it takes. I will say it's a different perspective being on the headset because I'm hearing everything the coaches are saying. And I'll say, as a quarterback, when you're on the headset, you're just getting the direct what like Kevin's calling
the call.
In.
Yeah.
Just the call. And obviously, there's little bits here and there on the front end or back end, but it's pretty funny hearing the coaches' conversations before and after every single play. Thankfully, I never got to hear this stuff when I was playing.
Oh,
because
like,
it
what
could
a
be,
horrible throw.
Yes, exactly. Because
oh, no.
It could be like, what was he thinking, York? No, but it is a different perspective. And I mean, I'd be lying if I said, obviously, as the years have gone on, you do naturally think more about, well, at some point this is going to end. And what am I going to do then?
Yeah.
So, I do find, though, the challenge of football, I feel like it's one of the greatest challenges there is, and trying to put the pieces together to go out and win a championship, and there's just so many variables, so many things that go into it.
Maybe GM, huh?
I don't know. I mean, the nice thing is, as soon as any of these thoughts creep into my head, I've got a greater challenge in front of me that I'm really enjoying taking on right now.
You're focused. I know that.
I'll get potentially to any of those other challenges down the line. So. But, yeah, I mean, it is nice. It is something to learn from. You do see it from
Make
a different
you a better
perspective.
Player?
Yeah, well, I even think just being up in the box and that perspective up there, really getting back and seeing it. And, really thinking situationally up there, you know, at trying to stay ahead of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what could be coming next.
Couldn't
and,
hurt
and,
you
thinking like
either,
that.
You know,
no, without a doubt. So,
you're grinding away, and we see you working. Everybody sees you out here.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about, you know, we missed Halloween with you. and I know Devontae is going to put this picture up because Liz put it out.
Yep.
And it's a, wow, you know, it's a, you got the baby sharks,
yeah,
and you got the
yeah.
Baywatch,
yep.
And you got, there's Alex with his leg. And so what thought went into that? And I guess, you know, kind of sidebar is, how has your family kind of gotten used to you on the comeback trail?
Yeah. First of all, I think my family, we're in a great place. You know, it was hard there for a few months when I was really incapacitated and couldn't help. And in fact, was just kind of almost like another child for my wife to take care of. I mean, she had to drive me everywhere, really take care of me in a lot of ways. I mean, almost like a nurse. And so it's been nice not only for me to be able to take care of myself, but even now at this point, kind of contribute to the household. I mean, I'm pretty much back to normal function. I can help pick up.
You saw the Rite Aid changed.
Yes, I did. Walgreens. Yeah. So I can run the kids around. I can help out with the house. So that's really nice. I think my kids, it's funny how resilient kids are. I don't think they've even skipped a beat. I mean, they're loving where they're at. They're rolling in school and their buddies in sports. And so, but with that, yeah, going back to Halloween, it was nice because it was really almost, we're coming up on the year mark of the injury, and Halloween was right before it last year. And we like to have fun with it. So this year was nice getting back to a place where we wanted to have some fun with the leg, if possible, my leg, and see maybe unveil it a little bit, you know?
Wow, man.
And so we had some different ideas that were floating around. My wife was having fun with getting a kick out of, like, what should we do? And then the Nats were kind of rolling, and they had the baby shark thing going, and it all worked out great. It was fun. My kids had fun with it. They liked, you know, bloodying up my leg, and so, yeah, it was all good, all a lot of fun.
A little shocking when I saw that picture. I had to kind of do a double take at first, but just a great spirit and great sense of humor that your family has, and your wife is such a fantastic person, and you guys really seem at peace with your position in life, but you're working hard.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah,
hey, if folks want to know, you know, I mean, I see you out there. I don't want to... Yeah. Put any words in your mouth. Where are you standing?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been nice the last month. I feel like I've really kind of transitioned into trying to really work into some football stuff now, into some quarterback stuff, and that's really been, I mean, I've been throwing for a long time, but I'm talking really kind of drops,
yeah,
moving around a little bit, throwing live routes out here to some of these guys, getting some kind of real work in. I'm started running. I'm out of the Alter G. I'm running on my own, you know, working on some of that stuff. So that, I mean, to me, that kind of the next phase of this that was always kind of, you know, there lurking was now to graduate kind of out of everyday things and let's try to get to some more athletic stuff and push that. So I feel like that progression has just started. I'm anxious to where it's going to go here. Yeah. And every single day, just working to kind of get my strength back, get strong, get healthy. Still obviously staying after my leg and still making sure everything looks good from a medical standpoint and then that all has. So yeah, rolling. I mean, I feel like I'm in a really good place. I make progress every single week, I feel like. Kind of continuing to kind of stay at it.
I guess there's going to come a time where you're going to be at the position where you aren't going to have to worry about that. Right?
Yeah, I'm hopeful for that. I'm anxious to hopefully, and
hope
I never forget what this has been like to go through this. But yeah, you know, at this point, I even almost, it's funny how I look back and think about, it seems a long time since I had the fixator on.
Yeah.
And I had that baby on for 8 months, and that was a long 8 months with that thing on. So, but yeah, it is a process, and sometimes you're in the middle of it. It seems like, you know, you don't know if you're going to come out of it. But it does, and time helps, and just continuing to work and stay at it. So, like I said, I'm anxious to kind of get back to, like, I mean, it feels good just to be able to run,
yeah,
and drop and throw a little bit.
I bet.
So,
I mean, you feel so you're making progress.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
You know, this team is drastically different than when you were quarterbacking this team. Jordan Reed is out.
Yeah.
Brennan's out. Chris hasn't played a lot. Geis is in. Trent isn't here. Callahan's the coach. So from your perch up there in the box, how could you describe to the fans what you see, how this team has changed? Let's just say since Bill's been in, because Bill has made many statements about what he wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
And I think the team has shown some progress. But from your position, how has this thing changed?
I mean, you named – I think the big thing, even just from the personnel standpoint, it's hard. It's hard to replace, you know, Trent not playing, Jordan, Vernon. I mean, you're talking about the tight end position.
Yeah.
You go from all offseason planning for that to be two tight ends to be a I mean, that's a personnel of strength of ours. We're gonna mismatch people. Yeah, I mean, this is gonna be a difference maker for us to get those guys on the field, and all of a sudden to have both gone. I mean, it's tough. You can't replace that in a year. I mean, that takes a lot of planning personnel wise to get people in like that, and so you got to make your adjustments. I feel like we have. I do think there have been some distractions around here, and every team has them. You know, some more than most, depending on the year, and that's just the nature of the year-to-year, deal of this. And I think you got to be able to eliminate those. You got to be able to get them out of here, get them away from where you need to be, which is focusing on your opponent and preparing to win. And I think with that being said, I really feel like this team has done a nice job. That's kind of what I was referencing. I think the last 4 weeks, it's been tough sledding. I mean, if you look at the opponents we've played these last several weeks. That's a tough haul for any team in the NFL. And like I said, I do really feel like we've stood toe-to-toe with every single one of them. Excited to get Geis back and kind of maybe get a combination thing going here with Adrian and him and see what we can do.
You envision something there, don't
you?
Yeah,
I mean, you can get those guys feeding off each other and competing with each other.
That was the original plan, right? I mean, that was part of the original plan.
I'm really optimistic for some of our young guys outside. As the season goes on here, to kind of get more opportunities out there and see what those guys can do to make plays. I think Dwayne has a great relationship with a lot of those guys, getting a lot of work in. So excited about that. But I think working towards that, I mean, I think getting back to a healthy place as a team and as an organization, anytime you deal with a coaching change in the middle of the season, it's difficult.
Yeah, you're right.
And so I think our guys have done such a great job. We're so young, really kind of just directing our attention and our focus where it needs to be. I think the building's in a good place right now. The team's in a good place. Obviously, like I said, the next step really taking it to Sunday and got to go out there. And you don't know which play it's going to be. You don't know which plays are going to be the defining plays. That's why it's so important every single play, focus in, lock in, and do the little things.
A couple more questions on this comeback edition of the Alex Smith podcast. You're a veteran guy, and I mean, I'm a much older guy than you, so I'm not going to say you're old, but there's a guy on the offensive line who was brought in here this year who's probably as old as you. I mean, he's as old as
close. We played each other in college.
I know, and he's cool. He's roommate, in college. So tell me what Donald Penn has meant to this team, because to me, he's kind of an unsung hero this year.
Yeah. I think that I got to see Donald a lot my 5 years in Kansas City because, was in Oakland, and we were going against them, and I always respected his mentality on game day. Even from afar, you could see it. Just the football player, the grit, the toughness, doing whatever it takes, kind of a war daddy, I would say.
Yeah.
Been through a lot, been through the fire, kind of unfazed, and played so much ball, and then really kind of coming in and really seeing it up close. It's been nice. I think that mentality he carries out at practice, the mentality at game day of just like fearless, almost like bring it on mentality, with the opponents, I think has been so good, especially for some of our younger linemen to see and be around, that's really where you're going to get to, where you want to get to, and almost embracing the fight. It's hard sometimes when you're a young player and the weight of the pressure and the stress can, I think, affect you. And sometimes game day, you don't look forward to it like you used to, and I think you got to work through that and get to the point where, I mean, that's why you're out here. That's why you're doing it, to go out there and how long is this going to last and to take advantage of it while it does. And I think Donald is such a great example of that for our guys, of like loving the fight,
I love that guy, man. I'll tell you what, you are his reward daddy, and nothing phases him. Very confident individual. He's seen it all. Yeah. He's been through everything. What are you going to show him that he hasn't seen? Now, did you see what happened last night?
Oh, I did. Yeah.
So I woke
up to it. I didn't watch it live. I mean, I woke up this morning and saw several videos and have seen quite a bit thus far.
Well, I need to hear your opinion on that one, because you play quarterback. You saw what happened.
Yeah.
From what you saw, a lot of people have characterized this in a lot of different ways. I think, to some degree, some hyperbole from folks. It is a very passionate game, and there's skirmishing. Should never throw a helmet at a guy's head. I mean, that's just inexcusable. But what'd you think?
In 15 years of football, I've been around a lot of fights. I've been around brawls, training camp brawls. I mean, I've seen a lot of action, I feel like, in 15 years, even go back to college. I've never seen anything like that. I've never seen someone rip off somebody's help and windmill, swing it at them and hit them in the head. Certainly not with a defensive end and a quarterback. Couldn't imagine being in that position. It is a game of emotion, and you could see the fire, and you could see how sometimes there are gray areas. And, you know, the great thing usually is with pads on and a helmet on, I mean, I don't care what you do out there, you're pretty protected. I mean, as far as fights go and scuffles and pushing and shoving and slamming and punching.
It could hurt your hand.
I mean, you could hurt your hand, right? Like, yeah. But that's really your own fault. It's hard to hurt somebody else.
Right.
I should say. Certainly ripping off somebody's helmet and tomahawking them in the head. I couldn't believe it happened. I couldn't believe what I was watching, that it was real. I certainly think this is something that never needs to happen again, and I think the NFL needs to make sure that it never happens again, ever. I thought it was there's no place for it. It was absolutely disgusting. I mean, it's assault, essentially.
A lot of people said that.
If you were on the streets and you swung it, I mean, these helmets are, I mean, this is not a real one.
If
you grab my helmet and hit somebody with it, it would.
But you could do some damage with this fake one.
So, I think that I'm really interested to see how the NFL handles this. This was no small thing. Certainly there are things all the time that happen, and we don't need to make too big a deal out of them.
Yeah.
But I thought this one was pretty alarming.
And if you're the quarterback, what do you think of Pouncey? I mean, he lost
it. Yeah, he did.
He admitted he lost it, but he witnessed the assault. So, again, put yourself in the street, and here's your buddy, and somebody hits him in the head with a brick.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I just feel like going back to the same thing. If somebody's – we're all padded up, and you got your helmet strapped up. Like, it's hard to do anything to
that's
it.
That's true.
And in all my years, every time a fight breaks out, scuffle breaks out, whether it be training camp, practice, games – When somebody's helmet comes off, it usually de-escalates.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reality that all of a sudden comes. That like,
your protection
could actually,
is missing.
Yeah, you could really hurt somebody at this point. Yeah. This is beyond passion and ego and trying to, like, you know, you could really hurt somebody. And I feel like that – I've never seen that line crossed like that ever. So, obviously I was shocked by it.
Yeah. Hey, man, stay out of fights, okay?
Yeah, I will do.
Kidding. Don't do any fighting. And you know, I appreciate you doing this. And hopefully, maybe let's get a couple of touchdowns under our belt.
That's right.
Maybe we'll do it again.
Some new calls on there. Yeah,
we'll do it again.
Yep, absolutely.
Welcome back, my friend.
Yeah, thanks, Larry.